White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, October 15, 1911. Elder. J.E. White Marshall, Michigan. My dear children, I would much prefer to see you and talk with you today than to write, but I am thankful that the Lord still gives me strength to trace with my pen the words I have to communicate. I can write you only a short letter at this time, for I have taxed my mind so long and so continuously that I am brain weary. Last night, the first in several nights, I had some hours of painless sleep. I thank my Heavenly Father for the rest of body and the quiet of mind that I enjoyed. My work on the book, The Acts of the Apostles, is completed. In a few weeks, you shall have a copy. I have had excellent help in preparing this work for the press. There are other writings that I desire to get before our people, that they may speak when my voice is silent. The book on Old Testament history, which we hope to bring out next, will call for earnest effort. I'm grateful for the help the Lord is giving me in the labors of faithful, trained workers, and that these workers are ready to carry forward this work as fast as it is possible. My message to you is, lift up your eyes and look upon the fields. They are white unto the harvest. The reapers must act their part. We may cry to the Lord, it is time, Lord, for thee to work, for they have made void thy law. Psalm 119, verse 126. But this is not enough. The workers must arouse from the sleep of indifference and selfishness and reveal a desire to be used as the Lord's helping hand in this work. The unbelieving world is making void the law of God. God's servants, through the exercise of diligence and faith, must act their part in giving the message that declares the binding claims of that law. Say not, there are 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. John 4, verse 35. Many are preparing for this harvest, but they know it not. At this time, every word and act of ours should be fraught with meaning, for there is a heaven that these souls may win, if we will put our talents and energies to their best and most important use. I would greatly rejoice in the Lord if I could see our people putting forth the earnest efforts to overcome and to teach others the joys of overcoming that are essential if they would share the reward of the faithful. Dear children, strive for the crown of immortal life, and so strive that you may obtain.